So this is a short chapter called Breaking Habits, Breaking Bread. And I'll just read it for all the poets in the room. And it begins with an excerpt from a poem by C.D. Wright. And how does a body break bread with the word when the word has broken again and again with the wine and the loaf and the excellent glass of the body? And she says, even if the sky is falling, my peace rose is in bloom. And that's from a poem by C.D. Wright called More Blues Than and the Abstract Truth. I've seen several staged hypnosis shows, and they're always basically the same. People doing silly or weird things just because someone told them to sleep deeply now. And certainly, there is a part of me that's thinking, these people really believe that they have been hypnotized to do these things. And so, they do these things. That guy really does sound like he's speaking Japanese, and those two boys really are moving their bodies like strippers. But there's another part of me that thinks that these people who believe that they are up there doing those things because some hypnotist told them to do those things are missing a tremendous opportunity. If a showman hypnotist can suggest that you are an opera singer and then suddenly without any training you sing the Toreador song from Carmen without missing a note, imagine what you can do if you suggest to yourself that you can finish writing that novel, get that promotion, learn French, or achieve whatever you need in order to be the person you know yourself to be. It's common to think that other people are controlling us, or that our unconscious is running the show, or that everything that is wrong in our lives is someone else's fault. And who are we when we believe that? Puppets on a string, victims of circumstance. And what needs to happen to that puppet? She needs to replace her strings with a bungee cord. We talk about breaking habits and say that for most people it takes 66 days for you to be convinced that a habit is gone for good. We talk about releasing trauma and say that it takes remembering the incident but not feeling it in the same way, not collapsing, wilting, or breaking in the face of it, to be convinced that it is no longer running our emotional control room. We talk about getting over a person or event in our lives and know we are successful when we think about that situation or person and no longer feel the pains of longing or belonging or regret. The words we use to describe these desires to break, release, and get over are themselves clues to how to do it. The first step is to transform these words into metaphor, these metaphors into visual images. The second step is to use your creative mind to elaborate on the story. For example, if you are trying to break a habit, imagine it as a scene in a cartoon world. What happens when a character breaks something? I see a rock in a character with huge hands who is crushing it. The pieces fly all over the place like confetti. Or I see a wall in a character with a sledgehammer twice his size. He hurls it at the weakest point, causing the wall to crumble. And what happens next? The confetti turns into a light, fluffy snow and covers the entire landscape, and the character steps over the crumbled wall and into a field blooming with colorful wildflowers. And when the character is in the field with the flowers or in the landscape, what happens to the rock? It's smaller. It's dissipated, just a small rock in a big field.